الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. ثم أما بعد، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات، أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. أيها الأحبة في الله، اللقاء 21، المشتاقون إلى الجنة، ماذا للمرأة في الجنة؟ اللقاء 4. People who are longing to Jannah, our 21st meeting. Women of Paradise, what do women have in Jannah? Our 4th meeting. I want you to know that happiness keeps you sweet, and trials keeps you strong. Sorrow keeps you human. Failure keeps you humble, and success keeps you glowing. But only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps you going. حديث للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يذهب كل وسوسة في صدر المرأة عن ذكر النساء للرجال. لماذا ذكروا للرجال ولم يذكروا للنساء؟ أم عمارة الأنصارية كما ذكرنا، أم عمارة، this is a hadith that will remove all the doubts and all the thoughts in the woman's mind why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the hur for men, did not mention it for women in the Jannah. If you just listen to this hadith, which we said it before we concluded last time, Umara al-Ansariya, she said, O Prophet of Allah, I do not see anything in the Quran mentioned but for men. I don't see anything for women. Another woman, Salama radiallahu anha, she said, I said, O Prophet of Allah, why we are not mentioned in the Quran like men are mentioned in the Quran? She said, it didn't take but a while, and then I heard him over the member, he is addressing people. She said, so I put my ear against the wall, I listened attentively, and I heard him reciting this ayah, the one I just recited for you, which is briefly saying, Muslim men and Muslim women, believing men, believing women, women standing in prayer and men standing in prayer, truthful men and truthful women, patient men and patient women, humble men and humble women, men who give charity and women who give charity, fasting men and fasting women, chaste men and chaste women, men who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and women who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for all of them a great reward and forgiveness. Look how specific in all aspects that you could think of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned men and women. Listen to this ayah. يقول سبحانه وتعالى ومن يعمل من الصالحات من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فأولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون نقيرا. Any believing man and or believing woman does righteous, they will enter the Jannah without being dealt with very little unjustly. Another ayah, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. Any person, a male or a female, does righteous while he has faith and belief, we will cause him to live a very pure, beautiful life here in this dunya. And the day of judgment, we will give them their full reward with the best of what they have been doing. Listen to the word, hayatan tayyiba. We will make you live a pure, beautiful life here in this dunya. What does that include? It includes everything that you could think of, even the sexual life. One of the scholars said that this will definitely include that, because it is one of the beautiful things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us in this life, through which we get lots of pleasure. So if you want to enjoy your life, guess what you have to do? My brother, what do you got to do? That's it. Do righteous deeds. Stay steadfast on your faith and do righteous deeds and get a check mark, inshallah, all the way through your life. Not in Jannah only, but here in this dunya. ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى دخول الجنة جميعا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about the Jannah, he said, هم وأزواجهم في ظلال. Men and their wives in the shades. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ أَنْتُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ تُحْضَرُونَ. تُحْضَرُونَ يعني تُسَرُّونَ. Enter the Jannah. You and your wives, you will be very much pleased. So, it is not men only, it is women included. When we talk about things that is so interesting to men in the Jannah, and like from food, from drinks, from beautiful scenes, from castles, from clothes, all of this, it's for both, not just for men, it is for men and for women. We still have one of the questions of the sisters that she said, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the hur for men and did not mention that for women? This is a good question, but let's deal with it. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلْ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. Here you have to raise the white flag. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not questioned about what he does, you are. So this is the first thing that you always go and go back to, refer to, when someone or when you don't understand something, or something that sounds different than what you wanted, always refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not questioned about what he does, you are. This is for the believers. This is similar to saying, سمعنا وأطعنا. We heard and we submit. He knows what he's doing, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know everything he does is out of wisdom, and everything he does is out of perfect knowledge. He knows what's good for you, and he knows what's good for me. And that's why he told us, you may like something, it's not really good for you. And you may hate something, it's really good for you. I know and you don't. Simple. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. If we refer to that and know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know him by his names and attributes, and look at yourself and know who you are, then you will not be asking questions. But does that mean that you cannot ask questions? No. There's a difference between saying, I want to know, I believe, but I want to know to increase my faith. Similar to who? Surah Al-Baqarah. To increase the faith. Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, oh Allah, I want to see how you create things, bring them alive. Bring the dead alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh Ibrahim, you don't believe? He said, no, I just want to have certainty. I believe, but I've never seen it live. Even though I'm reaching to that level, but actually I've never seen it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did it for him. So if you want to increase your faith, because he said, لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي, so I feel at rest. There isn't anything left for me to find out. I believe like 99.9999, but it's not the certainty. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said when he threatens people about the hellfire. He said, ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينِ. Then you will see it like visually with your eyes. And that is the highest level of certainty. And that's what Ibrahim alayhi salam asked. So, a woman asked because she is wanting to increase her faith and find the reason or the wisdom behind that. So, okay, we say and we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not questioned, but she wants to know. من طبيعة النساء الحياء كما هو معلوم. Inshallah, la yazal mawjood. The natural state of a woman is shyness. This is shyness by nature. Hopefully, still does exist. Because this is the most beautiful, attractive thing in a woman in the sight of a straight-minded man. Shyness. A man who is on the original fitra, his mind is not corrupted, he will see a woman who is shy very attractive. And he sees the woman who is not shy not attractive. Al-haya khayr kullu. Shyness is all good unless you're too shy to ask questions to learn. So yes, we're talking about a very sensitive subject that not only makes women shy, but it makes men shy. But is there any shame in it? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about it and told us about it, and we need to know it. We are seeking knowledge, so we need to put shyness aside and face the reality. I'm trying to deal with all of us here in a perspective from both sides as clear and as truthful as much as I can for the purpose of understanding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what we do have in Jannah. Listen to this. If the nature of woman is to be shy, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk to them about men? If a woman, when she is asked for marriage, Islam accepted for her to stay silent as yes. This is how shy she is, or supposed to be. You think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to tell women when they are reciting the Quran or listening to the recitation of the Quran, and you are going to get a very handsome man with beautiful eyes, tall legs, and this. I mean, where a woman would go listening to that? If there's a presence of any man there, she would melt in her clothes out of shyness. So it's not fitting the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created women to describe for them what they are getting. But listen to this, when we talk about the Hur al-Ayn, how beautiful they are and what color their lips and their cheeks and their hair and their body and their smell and all that. Not only us were happy, women even happy. For us, of course. You don't think your wife is happy? You don't hear women complaining about that normally. Yani it's so normal and accepted in the eyes of men and women to see that, because this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created both of us. At least it is not like if it is described for men. Tayyib. Ask yourself a question. If you talk about the bliss of the Jannah, it's okay. What do we get? What do women get? It's okay to ask. But to be so inquisitive and precisely asking why men get that and we don't get that, this is personal opinion, tells me things about the one who has those questions in their mind. It tells me that this particular person, she sold her shyness. And this is, as I mentioned, a great loss, because this is a beauty for the woman to stay and remain shy, unless it is not something that is required by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not be shy, like seeking knowledge, enjoining good and forbidding evil. It tells me that this woman is deeply indulged and involved and basically controlled with the teachings of the non-Muslims. And which is on top of all of those things, the so-called equality. That's why men have this, we need to have that, because we're both equal. It also tells me that she is really asking something that in reality she doesn't really want it. It's just too much pressure from the outside on her, which is equality, or simply jealous. Out of jealousy, out of curiosity, she asks for that. And she's deceiving herself, because if you really think, in reality, a woman is not capable of it's not equal with the capabilities of a man when it comes to that particular aspect. One person is more than enough in reality. Now we'll get to some of those what if, inshallah, later on. This woman also does not understand from the ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered her when he said, you get anything you anything that you are looking for. لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشَاءُ لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشَاءُ. Anything you desire, it's there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention men in particular, because it is something a woman does not like to really hear about publicly. Doesn't like it to be disclosed because of her shyness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala included it. This is like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We'll give you a real good life. You come and you say, in this good life, what do I get? Good life, what is good life? You think of anything that leads you, or you see it as a good life, you get it. Anything you think of in the Jannah, you like it to happen, you get it, because it says anything that you want. So the answer is really there, but subhanAllah, some do not even understand it. They want it in name. Like you have to say women have, what did we call them last time? Because Hur sounds male name. Hur al-Ayn and the male, there isn't actually. Even if you want to have something similar to that, there is no name for it. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala picked a name that it only can be for men. You cannot even make another name out of it to include it for women. But if this woman or the woman is looking for beauty, she's tired of her husband's looks or something like that, look at men. When they enter the Jannah, looking like the moon, ala surat al-qamar. So look at their nice slender height, as tall as Adam, as far as your eyes can see. And look at the beauty that they have. So gorgeous, in the sense if they are looking for beauty. Look at, for instance, Nasr ibn Hajjaj. Anyone heard of Nasr ibn Hajjaj? He was gorgeous. He was such a beautiful companion, radiallahu anhu. So beautiful to the point that Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah mentioned that at the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab, he heard a woman while he was walking in between the streets, checking, making sure everything is okay. He heard a woman say some lines or verses of poetry about Amr ibn al-Hajjaj, how much she was infatuated in him. She said, هَلْ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ إِلَىٰ خَمْرٍ فَأَشْرَبَهَا أَمْ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ إِلَىٰ نَصْرِ بْنِ حَجَّاجٍ إِلَىٰ فَتَنْ نَاجِدِ الْأَعْرَاقِ مُكْتَبِلٍ سَهْلِ الْمُحَيَّى كَرِيمٍ غَيْرَ مِلْجَاجٍ. She said, is there any way for me to get a hold of a glass of wine so I can get drunk? Or a way to get to Nasr ibn Hajjaj? This is a young man who is so praiseworthy, and his origin is praiseworthy. He appears to be easygoing and noble. Look how far she went. A believing woman getting drunk or getting him. Now Umar ibn al-Khattab heard that. He has to do something. Either take the woman and do some, or deal with Nasr al-Hajjaj. Nasr al-Hajjaj did not do anything. You know, just like one person, just like actually Obama. When he said, Nations of Islam, he was asked like, Nation of Islam supporting you. What do you say about that? So he started condemning everything that they do, and anti-Semitism and all of that. And then finally he said, and I thanked him for supporting me. So Hillary said, there's a difference between condemnation and rejection. I rejected the help. And so he said, what do you want me to say to someone who loves me? If someone comes and tells me I love you, what do you want me to say to him? So Nasr ibn Hajjaj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him beautiful. If he has not done anything wrong and someone there cannot sleep, what did he do? But Umar ibn al-Khattab has to deal with one of the two. So he took Nasr ibn Hajjaj and wanted to reduce his beauty. So he shaved his head and put some marks in his eyes to make him not that beautiful. He turned out 10 times more beautiful than before. Reminds me of the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wife Sarah and Hajar. When Sarah radiallahu anha was jealous and she wanted to do something, Ibrahim alayhi salam suggested to her, and she made a hole in her ear as a form of deforming her or fulfilling her oath. I don't know the exact story, but she put some, not jewels or something, yani an earring. She turned more beautiful than she was before. Well, Nasr ibn Hajjaj was more gorgeous, so guess what he did to him? He expelled him to Al-Basra, out of the city of that woman. Now this woman heard what happened and she said, I'm next. Look what she said, hoping that he will walk in the streets again. كُلِّ الْإِمَامِ الَّذِي تُخْشَى بَوَادِرُهُ هَلِّي وَالْمَالِ وَلِلْخَمْرِ أَوْ نَصْرِ بْنِ حَجَّاجِ لَا تَجْعَلِ الظَّنَّ حَقًّا أَن تُبَيِّنَهُ إِنَّ السَّبِيلَ سَبِيلَ الْخَائِفِ الرَّاجِي إن الهوى زم بالتقوى فتحبسه حتى يقر بإلزام وإسراج. She said, tell that imam who is يعني very fearful, or the person and the people are very fearful from him when he wants to punish. What do I need the wine for, or what do I need Nasr bin Hajjaj for? Look at this. Can I get a hold of this? Can I get a hold of that? Now what do I need this, or what do I need that? And she said, don't make your suspicion like a reality. You need to confirm and make sure that you affirm the fact, because this way is the way of the person who is fearing you and hoping that you forgive. Our whims and desires are controlled by our righteousness, and this is what constrains our whims and desires until we are content. So she left herself. So was there any women infatuated or liking men? Yes. But how many did that? This is the only story we heard of. Listen to this. شوق المرء للرجال ليس كشوق الرجل للمرأة. If you really want to, now we're talking يعني reality. I want everyone to take it as is. The longing of a man to the woman is not like the longing of the woman to a man. And we don't need to deceive ourselves. Look at this. For instance, the man, he is the one who looks for a woman to get married. The woman sits and waits. You're not finding a woman running and looking for a husband and telling her parents, I have to get married or I'm going to do this and that. Normal. The man is the one who's looking and he's carrying a bundle of cash in his pocket. Ready for a house, ready for the gifts, ready for everything. Because he is the one who cannot live without a woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the woman to not fast voluntarily, yani different than Ramadan, unless she asks and seeks permission from her husband. Why? Because his need for her sexually is very high, more than her. And if she fasts, then she deprives him of his right. So she has to ask his permission first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the woman to fulfill the sexual desire of the man, even if she is riding on a camel or she is in the front of an oven baking bread. You don't know that? You look at me puzzled. No camels, brother. Truck. Listen to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the woman to always dress glamorously, even when she is in the waiting period of divorce. Because this will bend the man to bring her back again. It's the opposite nowadays. A woman, when she's in the waiting period, she runs to her family. And that's why usually it ends up with divorce. Had she listened to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stayed at home and tried to attract her husband and try to look beautiful to her husband, all that, more than likely she will not end up in a divorce. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the woman not to describe her friends to her husband. You don't want a woman to come and start commending her friend and her beauty or the things, the smart things that she has done, or what. This is not only not advice, it's also haram. Especially when women try to brag about their relationships at home. This is extremely haram. And many women do that, bragging in front of other women. And other women may go and tell their husbands, about this bragging in a form of putting it down, and they don't know the mind of their husbands, and the desire of their husbands is completely different. I am revealing some secrets here for the sisters about men. Many, as we will go, you will see, because there's so many things that women are ignorant about the sexual drive for men, that it either amazes them why men behave like this, or why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us so many things about that, or why we like, or men like to marry more than one, or why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said four wives. All of those questions that comes through the mind of the woman simply because they do not understand men in that particular aspect. Also, and if you think about it, a woman supposed to be a good woman, a good spouse, supposed to be prepared at all times for her husband, to fulfill his need from that aspect. Otherwise, if she's not, where is the husband going to get his 50% faith? Remember, when the husband marries his wife, we said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, half of his faith is there. So that means he needs to get that half anytime he wants, unless there is legitimate reason. Of course, this is different. So, because weak men are going to curve and bend and fall for other things, and you will see, like a woman sometimes, maybe, in Arabic you call her nikti, grouchy, fussy all the time and all that. What does that do to the man? It turns him off. What is he thinking now? He has a desire he needs to fulfill. And if the man's pride is broken from the woman's side, it's very hard to get it back. And this makes the man start to think of a way out. And when a man wants to get a way out, he needs to do it quick. Right? It's not like, next year I think I'll find me a wife. What next year? If there is a waiting period for the man, most men will commit suicide. Or maybe on the other side, suicide is haram. They will beg their wife not to divorce them, because they have to wait 3 months. This is a disaster if you do. So if a woman does this and the man has to fall into haram because of her behavior, because of her ugliness sometimes, the way she dresses, she doesn't care. At outside, dressed and decked out, going to work, the same thing, but when she comes at home, she is not attractive in any way. Cleanliness is not there, smell is not there, beauty is not there, smile is not there, all of that. A man is not like a woman. A woman can marry the ugliest man on earth and still be happy with him if he's got cash. It doesn't work this way with women, with men. Wallah, brother, I can guarantee you, I'm not going to speak about myself, I can guarantee 80 to 90%, this is humble opinion, that no man would accept a very rich woman if she is not attractive to him or he is not turned on by her. Even if she's a millionaire. Live your life with something like that, would you do that? You look like you do it, right? Wow, this is an exception, brother. Would you really do it? That's a very cheap head shake. No, the same one, you cannot. You're stuck with her. She would take you to Jack in the Box, to Burger King, you name it. She buys you gold, she gives you everything. But boy, women, look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Ma taraktu ba'di fitna adar 'ala ar-rijal min an-nisa." I haven't left any trials or hard trials on men more destructive on men than women. This is how much, a woman can really ruin a man. One man, a community, it can ruin the entire community if a woman really wants. So the need of men to women or for women is far more than the need for women or of women to men. Basically, and usually you can think of a woman, she needs a reason. She needs a reason, like when her husband wants to sleep with her, it's like, why? A man just needs a place. Let's go home, let's go to the car, let's go anywhere. It's different. It is, that is for the fact, for the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger said that she has to fulfill his need. It doesn't matter where she's at. He gave us two examples, camelback and oven, if she's baking. Two extreme situations where it is very hard to fulfill the need, yet he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fulfill it. So if this is, in this hard situation you need to fulfill it, naturally, easier situation is more deserving of fulfilling that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned women in the Jannah, and women did not mention for them men because their need for money is a lot more than their need for men. أَوَمَنْ يُنَشَّأْ فِي الْحِلْيَةِ. Is it the person who is like created in glamour, in beauty, in wealth, like the person who is not? The love of women for money and for worldly thing exceeds a lot more than the need for sexual need from men. I'll give you an example. A newly married couples, a man asked his wife, would you have married me if my father hadn't left me a fortune? Think he's a beautiful one? Now seriously, this is a romantic night and the man really wants to know. See, the man needs to know that he's loved for himself, not for his wealth. Boy, that's very bad. If a woman loves a man or loves her husband simply because he's rich and he finds out, this is a complete turn off for the man. So this man wants to confirm. He said, would you have really married me if my father did not leave me a fortune? Look at the smart lady how she answered. She replied sweetly. She said, honey, I would have married you no matter who left you the fortune. It doesn't matter if it's your father or your grandfather or you stole it, as long as you got the cash. I do. For life only. Brothers, if you think women, they love money so much, yet if some women, you find them divorce, you find incidents, unfortunate incidents that women leave their husbands for another rich person. You find, just like I mentioned before, women marrying a person, they have no desire in him physically whatsoever except he is rich. Look how many young women marry very old men and life goes on, but it's not the other way around. And when a young woman marries an older man, the first thing they confirm the fact that he's got money. This is something that men cannot do, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let women do that. Look how much women love wealth. This woman here, there's a man, this is not all the time, this is a weird man who loves money so much like women. So he wanted to make sure that he doesn't lose the money after his death. So he told his wife, he said, honey, I want to entrust something to you. And she said, what is that, honey? He said, promise me that when I die, you take all of my money and you put it in the grave with me. She said, I promise you. Promise, promise, swear, swear. Well, her husband died, you know. Usually, probably every married man easily and confidently tells his wife, like if he had an accident or something like that, or she had an accident or something, that don't worry, I'll die before you anyway. I'm going to die before you anyway. Because this is how we see women don't die. You got seven lives. They're like cats. Look how many accidents. They slipped out. The father is crushed and the woman is completely safe. So he told her, if I die, thinking, or it could be because he married her, she's 20 and he's 100. You don't know. So he told her that. She said, okay. Well, the man really died. She was at the funeral. They took the coffin and they want to put it in the grave. Ah, she remembered. Now they had the coffin open and they want to close it. She said, hold it, don't close it. I gotta get something. And her friend told her, where are you going? She said, I promised him that I will get his money and put it in the grave. She said, you're crazy. Look how women think. You're crazy. Who cares about you breaking the promise and going to hell? This is cash you're talking about. Kida. She said, no, I can't do that. I promised him. She ran home. She came back and she put something in there. She closed the coffin and she went. And her friend came to her and she said, I can't believe you did. Did you really do it? She said, of course not. What do you think? I'm that stupid. She said, well, what did you do? She said, I wrote him a check. It's a shared account, brothers. Her signature is there, so it's valid. She fulfilled her oath. Islamically, she cannot be, she doesn't have to fast or to consider that she committed haram. The full amount. The question is, let him cash it. Let's take it on the far extreme. We get in 5 minutes, inshallah, we conclude. Let's take it on the far extreme. Let's say that this is why the woman asked for why men have this and women don't have, just simply for the sexual pleasure. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِي وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيُفْضِي فِي الْيَوْمِ إِلَى مِئَةَ عَضْرَةٍ. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confirming to the companion when they said, do we get to have intimate relation with our wives, our women there? He said, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, by Allah, the man will be capable of having sexual relationship with 100 virgins. Now I see your mouth is wide open. He doesn't get 100 virgins. Capable of doing that. Every time the person sleeps with his wife, she becomes virgin. You're sad, right? No, but look at this. Which is approximately 100 to 400 times a day. Right? How did you think of that? Oh man, this guy really ahead of the schedule. 1 to 4 wives if you have, assuming that you have 4, capable of 4 maximum, or 1 maximum, so 100 to 400 per day. Now think of women on the other hand. A woman normally when she goes in the age of 40 and above, the sexual drive decreases dramatically. And it's already bad as it is from before. But with that age, it decreases. Not so with the man. Actually, it was said by an older woman one time back home. She said, I don't know what they were talking about, my grandmother. But they were talking about someone got married and he was old and she was like making a comment. And she said, it's not so with men. As long as his big toe moves, he still can do it. And there was something that a woman hated to the fact. I mean, she said that, she told her husband, go and marry another woman. Stop coming, rubbing yourself against me every day. Go and marry another woman. Literally, she said that, and she was asking, like, basically, to convince him to go marry another woman because she has no interest in that, and he still hasn't. Brothers and sisters, if you were to think of the ignorance of women about the need of the man for the sexual pleasure in comparison to them, this is why women find it so strange. Why Islam so strict about hijab? Basically, Islam gives you commands for hijab. Dress that is not tight, not pretty in colors, not appealing, not transparent, covering everything. Many of the scholars to cover even the face like a must. Look at those restrictions, which means that you literally see a woman, nothing in her attractive. And guess what? If this all to be fulfilled, they're still attractive. Right? No, you cannot live in that because you don't see it this way. But this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and women wonder about that. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if a woman wears perfume and passes by men and smell her, this is like committing adultery. Because the scholar said, the smell is similar, yani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made her like she has committed adultery because she is exposing, the smell is like exposing her body. This is what smell, the smell of the women do to men. On the other hand, one brother, when I was talking to him one time about that, women haram, and he said, what is this, shuyukh, you want women to stink? And look how he put it. He said, the other day I was going to the masjid, and I was entering the door, and this sister stinks in front of me. Irving Masjid. I told him, why would you go from the sister's size, number one? Number two, why you are so close? Number three, why you are smelling? Wallahi al-Azim, this is real, this is what he said. I said, it's a shame to say that. So if she has perfume, you would praise her. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Sister, what perfume you wearing so I can buy my wife like it? Yeah, well, wallahi, non-Muslims would not do that. Wouldn't do that. And finally, women are required not to dress attractive in any way. Even high heels are not advised because they are attractive to men. Women are not like this. Is one brother in an open house, I don't know how he answered it so nicely. He asked one of the questions, why do women are not allowed to pray with men or in front of men or lead the prayer? And he said, because, I don't know how he put it, he said, because it's not fitting to see her in a compromising position. What does that mean? Compromising position? Nobody knows? No Americans here? Green cards? Brother Musa, you don't know that? We'll leave it. This inshallah next open house. Brother, sometimes you force the person to. Actually, you're so embarrassing because I was hoping that you can disclose that. I don't have to explain everything to you. Even women talking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded not to talk in an attractive way because this can put a man in hell. Eventually. And this is why some women come and complain about their husbands in certain ways. I mean, a sister can really kill her husband with the way she talks, or the way she smiles, or the way, in so many ways. Men are like worse than cats. It's so easily a woman can gain the heart of her husband, and so easily a woman can lose the heart of her husband. So simple and so easy.
And this is something that men like flirting a lot. I know that you probably think that women do nothing, because we talk about real flirting, mean flirting, not just messing around. Yani a woman who lives with her husband and knows how to flirt with her husband and show him that he is wanted by her all the time, guaranteed she will live a wonderful life. And she will safeguard her husband, and he will continue and stay to love her. It's not the same. I know it's usually the same that you need to do. No. Women fail sometimes to maintain and keep their relationship with their husbands, even if they are gorgeous. Men tend to decrease, their need decreases for the woman as they get used to her, if she does not maintain her beauty in talking and acting and all of those things. Natural. And that's why you find sometimes a man married to a beautiful woman, he either divorces her or marries another woman. And the other woman is not as beautiful as her. And that's what women usually complain. If he gets someone who's worth it, it's okay with me. But look what he got. Well, they're right. But you don't know what he's missing from you. Because it's not only based on looks. Looks, few times and you get used to it. Then you have to compensate all of that. And women need to know that. That men simply, they get bored a lot quicker than women. If this life is not revived all the time by the woman, and that's why the advice is, even in the women websites and such, the woman to go and buy clothes and buy perfume and do this and do that and all of those things, what for? Do not talk to your husbands and complain about your work, don't do this and don't do that. Not simply because this is all what they have. I mean, is this free for women? It's not. She's getting paid for it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like men get paid for getting the money and all that for the woman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger said, the best dollar you give is for your wife. The same thing. A woman smiles in the face of her husband to make him happy, she gets a lot of rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not free for them. And finally, remember that, sisters, that men in heaven don't sleep. So this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, do people sleep in Jannah? He said, no, sleeping is like death, and the people in Jannah don't sleep. Is this good? I see some people already sleeping. No, because you're enjoying it. Brother, when you talk 100 to 400, when do you have time to sleep? Inna ashab al jannati al yawm fi shughulin fakihun. Shughul. Well, ain't there with shabab fi shughul. The people of Jannah are at work, enjoying themselves. Where are you going? At work. Alone? No. Hum wa azwajuhum. Them and their wives. So you're looking for happy and fun time? Boy, look at that in Jannah. I mean, you know, if this sister and sister such keep talking about this, I think we're going to start charging. You know, you paid, this Jordanian guy paid $1,500. You don't remember? I guess you're busy with fixing diamonds for women in Jannah. This is the cash man. He said, "What for what? $1,500. 5 years assessment of an accountant with his wife. He found out that he took advantage of 40 days. It cost him 60,000 dinar. So $1,500 for each day. So if you have all of this fun time there, if women keep complaining, we're going to start charging, inshallah, there. I leave this, inshallah, and yani think of this. If you are, this is to women, if you are with an ideal, beautiful man in beauty, with such a voluptuous, tempestuous,
strength of or ability of sexual relationship. Like they say, and actually when you talk about 100 to 400 times, you know, it makes you think. There's a saying, a Palestinian saying, بقول لك يعني لو إسلام لو رجال في الشوارع كان الصرصور أكبر رجل. If men are really men with their twisted mustache, the long mustache, then the cockroach would be the biggest man. This is the saying. And I say here the same way. If you have this man with this ability or sexual drive, he's like a rooster, not a rabbit. If you really want to know the difference, after the lecture, inshallah, come and ask me. This man is like a rooster, not a rabbit. So if you are with an ideally beautiful man with such a sexual drive, and you are basically decked out with gold, with pearls, with diamonds, you name it, and you are sakin fi qasr al-Humar, like they say in Jordan, there is a big castle called al-Humar, and you are living in a big castle 60 miles in the sky made out of pearl. And then after that you want to know what you get in Jannah. Come on. كل عشان الحور العين يا حرام. It's all because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this hoor. They are going to envy us. And you know when someone envies you, when that happens, yani, you might lose it. Can you imagine? But alhamdulillah, don't worry. This is in Jannah. In Jannah there is no envy. Next time, inshallah, when I come back, I'm going to tell you something that you are ladies envying men for the whore. And I'm going to tell you what the beautiful things that you have that we should envy you for, but we don't. You know why? Because we're really men. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sisters, if you have any question on the internet, the brother here got me some nice headphones where I can hear you, if you can hear me. If any questions, brothers here or there, inshallah, we'll answer the question 5 minutes.